Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. It took place in Boston in June 1642. Hester Prynne stood on a scaffold in front of the whole town. And she was forced to stand there for 3 hours. Her crime? She had become pregnant by a man who was not her husband. So she was being publicly humiliated for being an adulteress. As she stood there, the townspeople demanded to know who was the father of her child. But she refused to name him. One of the people in the crowd that day was Hester's husband. Now, he was a doctor who everyone thought had died at sea. But he arrived home just in time to see his wife being publicly shamed. Now, since everyone thought he was dead, he took on the pseudonym of Roger Chillingworth and vowed to take revenge on the man who did this to his wife. When Hester gave birth, she named her daughter Pearl. And eventually, Pearl became unruly. And the townspeople demanded that she be taken away from Hester. The town's minister, Arthur Dimmesdale, convinced the town to let Hester keep Pearl, because Pearl was a constant reminder of her sin. Now, on a personal level, Dimmesdale's health was failing. So the new doctor in town, Roger Chillingworth, Hester's husband, began to live with him to take care of him. Chillingworth soon discovered that Dimmesdale was suffering because of some unconfessed guilt. One evening, while taking care of the minister, Chillingworth saw a symbol on Dimmesdale's chest, one that represented shame. Eventually, Dimmesdale's guilty conscience got the best of him. He went to the scaffold on which Hester had been shamed earlier and admitted his sin to the town. He was Pearl's father. Then he died there in Hester's arms. When he died, most of the witnesses claimed that they saw the mark on his chest. A mark very much like the one Hester had been forced to wear. The scarlet letter A. This is the plot of Nathaniel Hawthorne's famous novel, A Scarlet Letter. And when most people hear the title, they automatically think of the A for adulteress that Hester had to wear. But Arthur Dimmesdale wore a similar mark too. Hers was on her clothes for everyone to see, but his was hidden on his chest. Her sin was on public display, but he was able to keep his private. Even today, sometimes the same thing happens. A woman gets pregnant by a man who's not her husband, and she faces the public shame, while the guy can pretend he didn't do anything. The same thing also happened in the Bible. Consider King David and Bathsheba. She was the wife of Uriah, one of David's soldiers. One day, David saw her bathing, desired her, called for her, and basically raped her. She then faced the public shame of being pregnant by a man who was not her husband. And David tried to cover up his own guilt. Eventually, David had her husband Uriah killed so that he could marry her. But then the prophet Nathan pointed out David's sin through a clever story. And David eventually admitted his guilt, much like Dimmesdale admitting his secret sin. And after Nathan approached David, and after David confessed his sin, the story goes that David wrote what we now call Psalm 51. The psalm for this Ash Wednesday. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my offenses, and my sin is ever before me. Now, although we know that it was good for David and Dimmesdale to admit their sin, I think we also understand why they wanted to hide it. Right? No one wants to be publicly exposed like that. No one wants to walk around being seen as a sinner. No one wants to have that mark on them. It's much more comfortable when we can make someone else, like Bathsheba or Hester, wear that scarlet letter. It makes our lives so much easier when we can say it was someone else's fault. But we can't really hide it. Oh, sure, we can try, and sometimes it works for a while. But tonight, all of us will be exposed. All of us will be seen as sinners. All of us will be marked with a symbol of shame, an ashen cross. We'll pray a long prayer of confession and then receive this mark. This mark that tells the rest of the world that we are sinners. And it can be really uncomfortable. I mean, how many of us will wash these ashes off soon after service is done? How many of us are glad that this service wasn't during the day today, so that the people we saw didn't have to see that ashen cross on our foreheads? We like to pretend, like David and Dimmesdale, that we are not guilty. And even if we know we are, we don't want the rest of the world to know it. Of course, maybe we haven't committed adultery or murder or anything like that, but we are still sinners. We've all done things that are wrong. We've all tried to hide our sin and our shame. And that's why each one of us is reminded, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Not someone else, but you, but me. Each of us is a sinner who deserves to wear that mark of shame. But even though that's true, that's not ultimately who we are. David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan said to David, "Now the Lord has put away your sin. You shall not die." Now that didn't mean that God approved of what David did, nor did it mean that David didn't have to face the consequences of what he did. Rather, it meant that God was not willing to see David's sin as the thing that defined him. Instead, God defined him. David's identity was not in his sin, but in God. He still went on to become the most famous and influential king in all of Israel's history. Despite the sin and tragedy he caused, God still worked through. And in the same way, even though Arthur Dimmesdale died shortly after admitting his guilt, Hester was able to turn her scarlet letter A into a badge of honor. Eventually, the gossip of the townspeople changed from ridicule to praise. The people eventually said, "Do you see that woman with the embroidered badge? It is our Hester, the town's own Hester, who is so kind to the poor, so helpful to the sick, so comfortable to the afflicted." During her years of exile, Hester's love toward the people around her ended up redeeming her in the eyes of all the townspeople. As for us, we can love people and make others think well of us too. But like King David, our identity is in God, not in our good works or in our bad works. This ashen cross we'll receive on our foreheads tonight is a symbol of shame. But through the death and resurrection of Jesus, it is also a symbol of new life. It is not an A for adulterer or an S for sinner, but a cross. A cross that is exactly like the one that was marked on us in baptism. And that baptismal cross, much like Dimmesdale's mark on his chest, is hidden, and people can't see it. But it changes our identity. Dimmesdale's mark caused him great suffering and eventually led to his death. But our hidden mark, that baptismal cross on our foreheads, that is a constant reminder that we belong to God. It's a mark of shame that we now wear as a badge of honor. Yes, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But your real identity is as a child of God. And that changes how you live. And so tonight, as we begin this season of Lent, we begin both a season of repentance for our sin and a season with a strong emphasis on baptism. A strong reminder that even in the midst of our sins and our secrets and our scarlet letters, we are still children of God. You are still children of God. We are people of the cross. And we all wear that mark. And because of Jesus, that mark, his cross, brings new life to we who are dust. Thanks be to God for that mark on us. In the name of the one whose shameful cross gives us life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.